Prager, get it.
Atlas Prager, best beer in town.
Station WKZO presents Western Michigan at Work. Each Monday evening at 6:30, we bring you the story of one of the industries where you may find Western Michigan at work. Tonight, we are to visit the plant and offices of the Cozy Coach Company of Kalamazoo, manufacturers of house trailers. And now, here is Dr. Willis Dunbar, your guide for this visit.
Good evening. I suppose that no one knows when the first cart was hitched to the rear of an automobile or who it was that first rigged up a trailer in which you could sleep. The records do show that a Mr. Warner of the Warner Electric Brake Company built a two-wheel trailer with a canvas top about 1914. The covering was just a kind of a pup tent which could be put up at night to cover a cot. Today, the manufacture of trailer coaches is quite a business. About 150 companies in the United States make them. Between 4,000 and 5,000 a month were turned out last September and October. Among the states in which these companies operate are California, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. But Michigan, at present, leads the field. Michigan companies last fall made about a quarter of all the house trailers commercially manufactured in the United States. Cities in Michigan which have house trailer companies include Hastings, Cassopolis, Saginaw, Flint, Chesaning, and Alma. One of the older concerns in the business, the Cozy Coach Company, is located here in Kalamazoo. A great many house trailers still are homemade, contrived in the backyard by people who are handy with tools and possess a mechanical turn of mind. Perhaps they want to go on a fishing trip or a hunting trip in an area where there are no hotels or other housing facilities. Maybe the shortage of rooms in places where there are hotels is a motivating factor. Or it may be the desire to live in the open or to economize that's the impelling factor. It was in this way that the Cozy Coach Company got started in Kalamazoo. A man named Clarence M. Lutz, then employed by the Grace Corset Company, was quite impressed with one of the first trailers to reach Kalamazoo back in the year 1930. He was pretty handy with tools and decided to build a trailer in his backyard and barn during his spare time. When it was finished, he took it over to Palisades Park on Lake Michigan, probably intending to live in it for a few days. But he found someone there who offered to pay him $450 in cold cash for his creation, and he took it. He continued to build trailers with the help of Mrs. Lutz, who gave him many valuable suggestions from the woman's point of view. He sold about six a year until 1934, when he decided it would pay him to spend his whole time at the job of building trailers. Then he opened a shop on East Kalamazoo Avenue and hired a little help. Fire destroyed that building, and Lutz moved to 134 North Pitcher Street. It was in the Depression days that Lutz started in business, but there always seemed to be a market for the trailers that he made. It was a tiny enterprise at first. Lutz used to buy nails in 2 or 3 pound lots and go over to the hardware store and purchase a quart of paint at a time. His trailer coaches were made well, however, and they steadily gained a good reputation. He built trailers and took them to Florida in the fall of 1936, where he found a ready market. Expanding production necessitated renting another building at 407 East Michigan Avenue and a third at 511 East Patterson Street. Then in June of 1938, a factory located at the corner of Reed Avenue and Fulford Street was acquired, and that same year, Lutz acquired the Silver Dome Corporation of Detroit. He transferred this to Kalamazoo and made it a division of the Cozy Coach Company. In 1940, Mr. Lutz sold out a controlling interest in his company and retired from active managerial work. The company at present is headed by Carlton W. Reed and Glenn C. Smith. The trailer coach industry is a rather queer one. It has had a very acute ups and downs. In the middle 1930s, about the time that Lutz was starting to devote his full time to the business, there was quite a big boom, and that was right when business generally was pretty bad. Trailer coaches were being made at a furious pace, made poorly and sold cheaply. Then suddenly in 1936 and 1937, the bottom fell right out of the market with amazing suddenness. At that time, I am told, Lutz was the only manufacturer in the whole United States who had any demand for his product, the only one who kept on working full time. The business began to pick up in 1938, but in that whole year, less than 5,000 trailer coaches were manufactured in the whole country. During the war years, the business again boomed due to the demand for emergency housing. In 1942 alone, some 30,000 units were turned out. The government altogether acquired about 38,000 trailer houses, many sold without running gear. Practically all of these are now being used by colleges and universities to house GI students. Some people in the business profess to see a boom period ahead now. There are plans to turn again to quantity production, as was done in the middle 30s. Aircraft construction methods using aluminum and plywood are being tried out. But I found the Cozy Coach people quite critical of this type of construction. No way has been found to prevent sweating, and one of the most important problems in the manufacture of trailer coaches is how to keep the inside of the coach dry and weatherproof. Cozy Coach is not a quantity producer of trailer coaches. The company can turn out 10 or a dozen coaches per week, but every one is built with an eye to quality. The Cozy Coach Company has succeeded in effecting many economies by confining its production to just two models. Formerly, trailer coaches were custom built on specifications by the individual purchaser. Under the new plan of construction on a standard pattern, the company has been able to raise wages very substantially and still maintain the same price for its product. A Cozy Coach sells for between $2,000 and $2,500, all complete and furnished in every respect. I spent a couple of very enjoyable hours under Mr. Reed's guidance watching these trailer coaches in the various stages of manufacture. The finished coach rests on a solid steel frame. The first process is to wheel the steel frame into the shop and then attach the running gear, including wheels and tires. Each trailer is equipped with electric brakes operated from the car to which it is attached. Seasoned lumber is ripped and sawed into the proper shapes and carefully put together in jigs. The floor, sides, ends, and roof are each made separately and then fitted onto the frame as it rolls down the assembly line. Spun glass insulation is used to keep out the heat in summer and the cold in the wintertime. Stretching the canvas tightly over the top is a very especially tricky operation. It is said, incidentally, that Mrs. Lutz was the one that developed the tools with which this is done. Linoleum is put on the floor, masonite is soaked and applied wet to the sides so it will shrink to the job and prevent warpage. Every coach has two doors, constructed sturdily to open and shut like an automobile door. After the construction proper, then the furnishings are put in. A table, a bed, a dresser, medicine chest, two wardrobes, magazine rack, chair, and a lot of other furnishings are put in. An ice box, sink, heating stove, cooking stove, inner spring mattress, and davenport are also installed. Of course, there are electric lights and also a power system to be attached to an AC electric outlet. The last process is that of painting and varnishing the coach inside and out. The finished product, which weighs about 4,000 pounds, is towed by company employees to the dealer who has ordered it. Many Cozy Coaches are sold in the East and West Coast. About 60 men presently are employed at the Cozy Coach plant. Production is limited by the shortage of critical items, as is the case with so many Kalamazoo industries. Employment out at the Cozy Coach Company is steady. In order to provide regular work in good times and dull times, the company has a flexible policy in regard to parts. When business is rushing, as it is now, as many parts as possible are purchased elsewhere. But in dull times, many of these parts, such as doors, for example, can be made in the plant. Who are the people who buy these trailer coaches? In normal times, coaches are used by sportsmen who want to get away from civilization, traveling salesmen who want to take their families with them, folks who work on oil wells, power lines, and other jobs where they are moved about frequently. Many retired people sell their homes and follow the sun in their trailers. circus and carnival folks use them during the summer while the show is on the move. During this period of housing shortages, many veterans have found a trailer a very satisfactory solution for a home of their own. And now I'd like to visit for a moment with a couple of men who work out at the Cozy Coach plant. First, here's Ernest Schindler. How long have you been employed with the company, Ernie?
Since 1934.
Well, that's quite a long time, almost since the beginning of the company's operations.
Yes, sir.
You must have started with Lutz down on East Michigan Avenue.
I did.
Were you with him when he moved to Pitcher Street then?
No, I came there right after he moved to Pitcher Street.
I see. In what ways are the present Cozy Coaches improved over those of the early models, Ernie?
They're wider and more roomy. They have permanent beds, electric refrigerations, and duotherm heaters, and they have toilets, but that is optional.
The exterior appearance is a little different, isn't it? Aren't they a little more streamlined than they were in the beginning?
Yes, they are.
Uh-huh. What is your present job down there, Ernie?
I have charge of the stock room and the receiving.
Is that interesting work?
Very.
I suppose you get to handle almost everything that goes into a Cozy Coach eventually.
Most everything, with the exception of the lumber.
The lumber. We're going to hear from the fellow that handles that in just a minute. About how many items do you have to keep in stock, Ernie?
Well, in my department, we have close to 500 items.
What are some of these things?
Well, there's screws, nails, tires, electric fixtures, ice boxes,
I see. Well, thanks, Ernie, for being on our program. Incidentally, do you have any hobbies that you follow when you aren't at work?
Yes, I like hunting and fishing, my hobbies.
Didn't I hear that you had a cottage up north someplace where you go deer hunting?
Yes, up to Diamond Lake in Newaygo County.
Mm-hmm. Did you get one last fall?
Nope.
Did you go?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's too bad. Better luck next time. Next, I'd like to talk for a moment or so with Artie Pete. Do you live here in Kalamazoo, Artie?
No, I live in Allegan.
And you drive to work every day then?
Yes.
What is your job, Artie?
I'm foreman of the mill room and have charge of the small assemblies and roof sidewalls and the smaller parts.
That's the place where they saw and ripped this lumber up into the various standard parts that to go into making a trailer. How many parts do you have to machine out there in the mill room for an ordinary trailer? Wood parts?
Over 900.
Over 900 different parts, and they're all cut on a standard pattern.
That's right.
Didn't you tell me that you didn't used to build these coaches on jigs?
Yes.
How did you used to build them?
Well, they were built individually, one at a time, and as they developed, the parts were carried in the doors.
And now they're on a sort of an assembly line basis, so that you build up these various parts on the side of the aisle down which the assembly line goes, and then they're assembled in the middle. Is that correct? Am I interpreting that correctly?
That's right.
And what's the advantage of that system?
Well, they're all uniform for one thing, and their parts are all ready and waiting. The minute one moves on, the other parts are ready.
It doesn't take so much labor, you don't think, to build a coach? It doesn't take so much time?
Oh, no.
Build them much more efficiently. Now, what kind of lumber do you use out there?
Well, we have soft wood for framing and the hard wood for plywood interior.
I see. And have you any veterans in your department?
Yes, three.
Three veterans. Quite a few in the plant as a whole?
Yes, quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Have you any hobbies, Artie?
Well, woodworking always was.
You sort of take a busman's holiday then on
That's right. On
the building of these trailers. Have you ever driven any of these trailers?
No, I never have.
Have you, Ernie?
No, I haven't.
I understand they balance pretty nicely. Isn't that true?
They do.
So that just the proper amount of balance is very important so the trailer won't sway around in back of your car. And I believe Mr. Reed told me that every care is taken to adjust the trailer so that it'll have just the proper amount of weight on the back end of the car. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
And that's one advantage, as I understand it, in having a trailer made by somebody who really knows his business. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for being on our program. That's about all the time we have. And so we'll have to bring to a close our visit to the Cozy Coach Company, another industry where you'll find Western Michigan at work.
We invite you to be with us again next Monday evening at 6:30 when we will bring you the next program of this series. This has been another program brought to you by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company in the public interest.
WKZO on the Burdick Hotel in Kalamazoo. If anyone is injured on your property and you are at fault, you can be sued. Protect yourself with a family liability policy.